Log Talk Radio.
Anyway, people, IV Proven works great.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
If I don't talk a lot, it's because I'm like tired. I'm just lying here. I just got up from a nap, so if I don't
Okay,
speak a
people.
lot, it's because I'm
He just
sleepy.
got up from the naps to see the little cranky.
But
So
anyway,
yeah, we have.
though I just want to say One Life to Live has been really great lately. I haven't looked forward to coming over home to watch a soap in a very long time. And it's an awesome soap opera right now, and I'm hoping that we get it in the 11th hour with the soap, because
Yeah, I
One
think we
Life
will.
is better
I'm
than,
not fucking
in
giving
my
up.
opinion, it's better than General Hospital.
Well,
So
it's better for the eighth part. Radon is coming, folks, and
well,
mark
yeah,
my words. I said on this show tonight that our couple is coming back, and the Sam, Zay Slub, as I love to call them, will be a bad memory in our mind. We have callers on the line. I'm
we should
going
pick
to
the
take
callers
them,
then.
and
All
then
right.
you. And then you don't have
Okay.
to use your voice because
Yeah.
people hearing voice too is kind of grassy because we were at Disneyland and we had the best time, but we screamed our minds, didn't we?
I did. You didn't. I screamed most of the time, so.
I
Well, I almost
do
choked.
too.
I almost choked
Especially
on.
on the last one.
I
Okay, I
almost
will get
choked on
one.
my own. I almost gagged to death on Space Mountain because I was screaming so hard on it. I'm seriously, I nearly like gagged up my own whatever. So,
Okay,
yeah.
okay, I'm gonna go to the Swiss boat before people kill me. A860, you're on the AO. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you?
Oh my God, that is scary that I know you, area code. God,
Well,
that freaks.
I sent you a DM saying I was on hold.
Well, no, I was gonna bring you on, but behave tonight, okay?
I
That's
always
all
do.
I'm gonna.
Now, excuse me while I'm kind of having hot flashes here. My stove is roasting in my kitchen. I had a late dinner, so I'm sweating like a storm here in the kitchen.
Oh, and we are gonna get 904 on the AO too. 904, I think it's Pam. Maybe not. I'm
No, it's
just
a Cindy.
embarrassed.
My name is
Oh,
Cindy.
hi, Cindy.
How are
Hi,
you
Cindy.
doing,
What's
hon?
up? Hi.
Good. All I gotta say is, before I forget, because my brain is gone, I just want to go over the Emmy nods because I was gone and they came out. And I just want to say congratulations to my girl, Lil White, for getting her, lead actress. It's about damn time. People, Lil White should have got this years ago, years ago, years ago. And you can tell her I said that on Twitter because I want her back on the show. And I also want to say a good shout out to Lexi Ainsworth. God, Christina needs to win this category. Melissa Egan, Annie from AMC, I really hope you win. But why do they have to put Michelle Stafford and Lil White in the same fucking category? Excuse my language, because they are most of all my favorite actresses. I mean, they could just have icing on the cake for me and put Rebecca Herbst on the Emmy nods. Any thoughts on any of the Emmy nods, you guys? Were you surprised by any names left out? Or anything?
Oh, shit.
Well, I heard, did I hear that Jonathan Jackson got this time too?
Terry, what's wrong?
Oh,
What on up
nothing.
there?
I think I'm forgetting something on my DVR, so I gotta go and
Okay.
check to see
This is
if
not the
I'm.
time to think now about that.
I know.
Now I'm gonna bring up. I want everybody to out there to respond. General Hospital got 21 nominations.
Yes.
YNR, who's supposed to be the soap opera now, I watch them all. Got
Yeah.
20. 13 for One Life to Live and 12 for All My Children. And
that's why I was disconnected. You know, I'm a little mad with the, but I mean, I just alluded you guys because I'm sorry. I think, Natalie for One Life to Live, Melissa also killed it last year, too. I'm sorry, but, you know, where is her Emmy nomination? And where is, Michael Easton? How good you? What about Robert Woods? What about Stahl? I mean, come on, you guys. If we are fucking going to lose One Life to Live, can One Life to Live get some nominations? Because right now, like I said at the top of the show, One Life to Live is on fire.
Yeah,
it's
been
good. I'll tell you what.
I agree.
Golden and Beautiful. I get lost every time.
Rail,
you know, it may only be 30 minutes, but 10 minutes after it, it's so full of crud that I fall asleep. I don't care for it. One Life to Live, it's got good writing. It's got true, believable actors, top-notch quality.
Mm-hmm.
We pay prime money for it if they want to put it on a premium channel. But no, we're knocking it down, and we're putting three more nighttime soaps on.
I know, I don't understand that. Oh, and by the way, before I forget, fuck you, ABC, for canceling Brothers and Sisters on me. Okay?
I know. That's one of my favorite shows, too.
Oh, God, David. Cool. Well, yeah, I'm pissed off. I am pissed off by it. And, you know, you guys know me well now. When I get pissed off, it's not a good thing. And canceling that show, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry it wasn't perfect in the waiting, but come on. You know, come on, people. I mean, you know, One Life to Live, we need to fight for One Life to Live. Damn it, son of a... Okay, I'm going to behave now. We have another call.
Let's
go. You want to fight for it. Hope Revolution. Look it up on the internet. We're fighting for it.
Let me say this real quick.
Okay, one at a time, David. Let her go first.
There is one called the Hope Revolution. Go on to the internet. Type it up. I don't care where you are. Type those words in, and it'll come up. It'll tell you how to fight it. We'll fight this. We can have enough people. People, you have got to get involved. If you care about something, you want to save a show, you want to save something in America, go fight for it.
Exactly. Oh, and I forget your name again.
My name is Cindy, and I'm from Florida.
Okay. We have another call.
Thank you, hon.
Hey, girl.
Hey. How are you?
Like, I know you were called. I know. It was you, so I'm like, yay!
Yeah, did you mention that Brothers and Sisters got canceled?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What happened to 904? Okay, I hope she calls back and...
No,
yeah,
she
Brothers
said,
and
thanks.
Sisters...
She hung up, I think. I think she left.
She said goodbye, sweetie, so I think...
Yeah, she said... I think she said what she wanted to say.
Oh, well, I was enjoying her. Call back in! We are not
Can I just indulge for 1 minute and ask Terry a question?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Terry, did you watch Vampire Diaries last night?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Wasn't it awesome?
That's all I wanted to say. Go ahead.
Oh my God, I was going to say that too. Oh, Damon and Elena, oh my God, I love them last night.
So hot. I think they're dating in real life.
What?
They're supposedly dating in real life, yeah.
Are they really?
They haven't confirmed it, but...
Oh my God!
I haven't confirmed it, but
how do you know? Did you do some research, or how did you find that out?
Well, there's been rumors and stuff, and then they went to the correspondence dinner at the White House together.
Oh really?
And that's when people said that they were.
Oh my God!
They haven't officially confirmed it, but that's.
The chemistry. I don't care about Stefan. He can go be evil.
Oh,
just go be evil, Stefan.
He should be with Catherine or Caroline.
I know. What do you think?
Caroline.
Okay,
Caroline.
What's with Jeremy? What's with Jeremy after? What happened?
But Damon. I mean, anybody with Damon. Yeah, there we go. No, anybody but Elena.
What's with Jeremy, though? What was that at the end there?
Coming back from the dead? That's totally
Now he's seeing people. He's probably seeing dead people.
I don't know. I think they may have actually come back from the dead as part of the consequence.
Okay, yeah, but that show, oh, God, I was so crying for Damon. I'm like, come on. Come on.
Remember.
Stefan, make the damn deal. Make it hurry up before he dies.
Emily said there'd be consequences.
Vampire Diaries is good.
Isn't it good? I mean, Scott's Girl just sucks. Which one?
Scott's Girl sucks.
I know. I haven't been, my niece has been watching. I was gone. She actually was watching it while I was, because I was we're at Disneyland, and Monday she was watching it, and she accidentally deleted it from my DVR. But
well,
it's okay.
Anybody, I mean, I was a big Chuck and Blair fan, but anybody who roots for them anymore knows that he is abusive. I'm sorry.
I haven't really been watching
it. I can't deal with him.
It's boring, I guess, huh? Is it really boring, or is it
just... everything I loved about Blair is they sacrificed at the altar of Chuck, and I'm so sick of it. The guy, he pays no consequences for any of the crap he does. You know, I'm all for a bad boy, but I like a bad boy with a heart, not just
with the heart. I know.
And he's
like Damon. Like Damon.
You
know?
Chuck is just a creep. He's just
I just came up watching the series finale of Smallville. Who saw that?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Don't say anything because I live in I'm watching it. Don't say anything. I'm watching it at 8 o'clock here in California. It hasn't come on yet.
Not gonna say a word.
I'm looking forward to that. I just want to know,
did he wear the suit?
Yes.
Did he put the suit on? Okay.
Okay, that's about the... What about... Okay. Well, we don't really have... Don't give me too much information, but
I just wanted
Lois
to know
and Clark...
Are
Lois and Clark okay, though? Can you just give me that much?
Yes.
I mean, a little hint? Like...
Yes.
Or no? Because they broke... Okay.
All
right. That's all I want to
know.
Okay.
Lois and Clark, they always would be okay. I mean,
well, they always would be okay, but
not.
After last week's, because
Tom Welling would have been fantastic in the Superman movie. He looks hot in the suit. He looks perfect in the suit.
Really? So he's a...
He fought that for a long time. He refused to put the suit on.
Brandon Routh was a good fit, but I think Tom Welling would have been a much better fit in the movie.
I'm looking forward to this guy because this new guy, he's hot. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm looking forward to it, too.
Him
and Amy Adams.
He was on my radar until I heard about him on Superman. Okay.
I watched The Tudors, and let me tell you, he's hot. And and him and Amy Adams are going to be good together.
Hey, speaking of, like, The Tudors and stuff.
10 years older. Huh?
Is he 10 years old? Who's 10 years older?
She's 10 years older than he is.
Okay. Well, you know what? They could do a lot with makeup and stuff to make you not look that way,
Well, the thing that made me mad is if this were reversed, nobody would say a damn thing. But because she's everybody's up in arms. I'm like,
we live in a sex world. I know.
We really do.
I know. Isn't that the shit? Hey, one of my best friends dates young guys. She's dating somebody that's 10 years younger. She dated somebody that's 11 years younger, So I go to her.
Well,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Lois would be older because she's a Pulitzer Prize winner. People seem to forget that she was very jaded, and she had given up on men when she met Clark. And Superman kind of brought her back into it. Yeah, so she would be older.
She would be older.
In her 30s, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I do want to say one thing. They did explain how Lex... you know how in the movies Lex had no recollection of who Superman was and everything? They explained it very well in the finale. You'll see for yourself how, but it was very clever.
I have one more question about... Okay, now, is it just in one scene that he wears a suit, or is it in most of the two-hour series finale?
It was near the end.
Did they play the John Williams theme?
Yes, they did.
I know. Okay, good. Yeah.
Oh, and there is one little spoiler that I think you might get a kick out of. Chloe ends up with a kid.
What?
Who?
Chloe ends up with a kid.
Oh, from
with Oliver?
With Oliver?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, good.
Oh.
And Chloe.
Oh, good. Because I didn't want them to break them up.
I know, me neither. I love Oliver.
I cannot believe. I'm interested to see how they write Chloe, they're supposed to be writing Chloe into the mainstream Superman comics now. They're bringing
her
into Smallville and bringing her into, differences, you know, kind of like how they wrote Connor differently in Smallville as opposed to his appearances in the comics, and then wrote him differently again for Young Justice. Which, by the way, have you watched that, Young Justice?
No,
I
but I heard it was really good. I mean, I know
it's
a lot
really
of people upset that
country.
Chloe
it's
ended
very,
up with Oliver.
Young Justice is awesome.
When is that a new series or is that
it's a cartoon?
What?
I think it was a cartoon.
Oh, Young Justice. Okay. I was like,
yeah,
I'm out
cartoon,
of it.
Yeah, cartoon, but you know, it's very good for a cartoon. I mean, they're really kicking it with it. They're really they've got a solid storyline overall, and each individual episode is also self-contained, even though there is an overall arc. I mean, they're taking the same concept as a soap opera again, and they're putting it
right,
into,
yeah.
And that is why soap operas are important.
And
to find Savage.
I
think so too.
I'm not really big into Marvel comics.
Cartoons and comics. We now have storylines. I'm reading a fantastic storyline in DC Comics that's in the Batman Superman.
I love Batman. I love Batman.
Oh,
Batman is my
favorite hero.
I mean, Christian Bale is my future husband.
You can make a debate between Batman and Superman. Batman wins hands down. He always wins.
They're rebooting some. Aren't
my best
they
friend,
doing
my best
a prequel
called Batman Bat God?
Aren't they doing like a prequel to some comic thing hero or I don't remember something?
They're doing the Amazing Spider-Man, but I don't know if that's.
Oh yeah, that's the one.
Woman,
that's the one.
A Wonder Woman
yeah.
show that's going to be going on to NBC.
Oh yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that. I'm going to see
so
how that
I.
is.
So am I. You know, I
Which
love
one?
Costume redesign.
It's a Wonder Woman, a new
Wonder
Woman series.
It didn't
series.
Get picked up. It didn't get picked up.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
I heard it was coming out to NBC. That was
No, NBC
really?
Rejected it. NBC didn't pick it up.
Oh.
No,
they
didn't.
Really,
they
did a wonderful
they
job
gonna...
with the costuming and the
Well, it's
going
to have to go to a station that does shows like
you
that.
No, we're probably
because NBC
w.
doesn't really
well,
do shows
article,
like that.
I read an article that said the other networks might not pick it up because NBC rejected it.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
Well, like I said, since Smallville's done, I will bet you that CW picks it up in place of Smallville. That's my suspicion.
You guys, hold on. We have another call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on mail with us.
Hey, it's Candace.
Hey,
Candace. Oh, hey,
Candace.
Hey, Candace. Hey, you know what, Candace? Do you watch One Life to Live?
I do.
Or no? I have not looked forward to a show. I haven't looked forward to coming home to watch a show in a very long time. One Life to Live.
Are Tom and Natalie back together yet?
Yes.
Well
actually, almost.
Thing.
Not quite yet. He found. He found her.
The whole thing with Matt with Maureen going off the rails. I'll admit, Susan Haskell is not going to get out of the park when it comes to playing crazy.
She's one crazy. Person,
Knowing
but John has not.
It's kind of sad that she's going down the tubes in this way, although she's playing.
Because
John and Natalie are not quite together yet. Down to the.
You guys, we have to talk one at a time. Are we going to sound like The View on crack or something? And that might not be good.
I want to thank those callers who called into my show last week. I'm going to be having two shows upcoming, one on Saturday and one on Wednesday.
Oh, really? You have your... Okay, what kind of a show is that?
Well, it's the same kind of thing, talking about the soaps and trying...
Oh, really? Did you just get it, or what?
Yeah, I started it last week, and unfortunately...
Really?
You can hear it, but unfortunately, those with mobile phones like iPhones and iPods who don't have Java cannot listen to the show, which is kind of pissing me off because the site that I... had arranged through was supposed to be compatible with iPhone. But for some reason, the rest of the site that's not iPhone set up is compatible with the iPhone. But the iPhone section is not. You need to stop.
Okay. Well,
so I'm pissed off with that. But I did post a link to last week's show. Silas was on there. I interviewed him in depth and then took callers. And it was very, very good. And if you really want to hear what Silas has to say, the most recent thing he had to say, if he doesn't come on here, you have to listen to Soap Chat. That's the name of the show.
All right. Silas, Cyrus is going to come on my show too, David. I mean,
well,
I mean,
I'm out of the loop.
I talked to him last night, and he's very exhausted. I mean, he's going to take him a weekend off, so I don't know. He says he might be able to come on. Depends on what he's with work.
I don't think he's coming tonight. He's taking a break with Cyrus.
You need a break. Yeah, I talk to him every other day. He calls me, and I talk to him every other day. And I told him, dude, you've got to get some sleep because you're getting like 4 hours.
I know.
And he's on the phone constantly. He's on the phone constantly with his client in Australia, and I'm like,
okay, David,
oh my God,
David, I love you, David, I really love you, but I want to hear. I haven't talked. I can't this like in a week or so.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Hello, Candace. Okay.
Hi. I just wanted to say something real quick. I was supposed to be at Marco Island tonight.
Yeah.
But I'm actually in the hospital right now. So. What happened was, and it was kind of not my fault. I'm going to put that out there now. What happened was I kind of had an allergic reaction and an anxiety attack at the same time. So I've been here since last night, and they're still, like, just making sure I'm okay. And it was a bummer because I had my airplane ticket. Luckily, the AirTran, I'm plugging AirTran now. They used my ticket. So I can go somewhere else next time because I was supposed to go. My plane was supposed to leave 6 o'clock this morning. I was supposed to be in Florida by 11, and by now I should have been making out with Josh Kelly, who plays Cutter. So you know, but it's okay. I'm worried about it.
But
the
two. This is one thing.
He plays Cutter on One Life to Live.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one thing I hate about.
Okay.
I had all set up that I was going to be at Marco and have, like, a surprise guest to call in by using my cell phone. And, yeah, and then all of this happened, and my doctors were just saying, yeah, we can't release you yet because you're still a little swollen. So I was like, okay, so hopefully tomorrow I can go. I don't like this hospital.
Well, like I said, I got a show tomorrow, and I got a show on Wednesday, so...
I blame Brian Franz, by the way, again.
We were at Disneyland. And I was thinking, I don't know what I was thinking.
I was Brian Franz.
I was just thinking.
David, I'm going to mute you if you don't behave yourself.
I was just thinking, you know, Brian Franz needs to go while we're at Disney. I read on Twitter today,
it was something funny. Somebody said, who locked Brian Franz in the closet for 10 minutes to allow Jason and Elizabeth to hug?
That was amazing. That hug they had, oh my God.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
That was like the best scene. That was about time. It was about freaking time that they had a hug. And did you see the iSex kind of today?
They always have iSex.
No,
I bought
today.
The magazine because they were on the cover.
Yeah.
The very last page is this huge picture of Jason and Sam, and it says, what goes on at a photo shoot with J-Sam? I'm like,
it said that? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you guys, remember ABC Soap in Depth and the This Ammo magazine? Come on, we all know Richard loves them. So, you know, but, you know, mark my words, people, Liaison is coming. We are getting our cover back. I feel like all good stuff is coming. I feel like dancing, well, maybe, yeah, but no, I just feel really good about it. And, you know, yeah, if this Sam gets engaged, their engagement will last a little less time than the Liaison engagement does. And,
it'll last 5 seconds.
Audrey.
You know what?
What?
Who? What? Somebody said something Okay, never mind. I'm not going to even
talk.
Said
Audrey. I was like,
yeah,
what?
somebody said Audrey. Yeah, is that?
I did. I'm like, Audrey, don't you feel positive and like maybe
but,
for once since like 3 years, this might actually go in our favor?
I'm really feeling it now.
Well, you know what?
It.
I was just saying this to Carly today. I was saying, this kind of reminds me of 2006 when they started sharing scenes together.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they hadn't shared scenes in a long time, and it was a slow build-up. So I'm kind of like, well, if it's what I hope, it's a slow build-up. They're starting to reconnect. You can see by the scenes they have as of late. And especially today's scenes, oh, my God, I was wanting to cry. The chemistry is
it's still
is
there.
Just out the door. It's like, it's so awesome.
And
I thought
Becky's quotes in the magazine saying that, you know, just because Jake supposedly died, quote unquote, that doesn't matter. They were connected because they have a real love for each other, and that love is still there.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't matter
whether Jake is there or not. They weren't
does
connected
not matter.
Because of the baby. Yep. Even though that's what Jay Sammers would like you to think. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
They must be having a field day with that article in the magazine and from what
you know
what
why,
said.
Yeah.
You know
why
I was Twitter and calling Becky all kinds of names.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Oh, that's not
true. Oh, And excuse me, I want to clear something up that happened to me on Trudeau. And Audrey was there. When it happened, I did nothing wrong. This little bitch, I'm sorry to call her Sunny Brenner fan a bitch, but said a really rude, like, comment to Carly White Ubs on Twitter because Carly said something kind of cute and dorky about her husband riding in a car with a cute, you know, a cute guy or whatever. I just said, I think that is cute. And I got blocked, and Audrey was there to see what happened. And I didn't say anything wrong. I wasn't a bitch or anything. When it comes to Little Wire, Rebecca Hoops, if people are going to trust them on Twitter, they better just deal with me because, you know, that is what she said yesterday really got under my little skin.
Yeah, it was rude and it was totally uncalled for. And then for her to say, well, all you said was you thought it was cute and funny. And she says, well, that's your opinion. It's not mine or whatever. And I was like, you know, you don't go on this woman's Twitter and it wasn't even, I mean, what she said was fine. It wasn't, I'm like, whatever, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Some people cannot just separate a soap opera from reality
It wasn't even that. She said something along the lines of how old are you or something like that or something.
Yeah, it was.
And it was like, okay, first of all, if you don't like the tweet, just go on. You know, you don't go on her Twitter and say, how the fuck old are you? Because she said was not immature.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, obviously, I unfollowed her right then and there. I was like,
She goes, why aren't you following Sunny and Brenna fan if you like Laura White? She DM me that. And I'm like,
but does that have anything to do with anything? You know?
Well,
why
if you're Sunny and Brenna fan, you're not supposed to like Laura White. That's a new rule.
Oh, so
I mean,
you can't like any other characters on this show if you don't like a certain couple? And
well,
I don't know if
yeah,
they're not.
The
I don't know.
The majority of Sunny and Brenna can't stand Carly.
Oh,
so,
really? So that's so you
yeah,
can't
they,
like
Carly
and like
Carly.
Sunny and Brenda
well,
at the same time?
Carly
okay, well, that makes a lot of sense.
And, yeah, they don't like Carly. So
that's
just,
like people getting, you know, there's a lot of Sam fans who hate Jason and Sam, you know, and it's just, it amazes me how the Sam fans think that everybody adores that couple.
I think the only reason that Jason and Sam fans want Jason and Sam together is because they know that that means their girl will get airtime.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true,
I guess.
Because
they rant and rave about everything that they write for them. And
I know.
I mean, take Liaison out of it. Even if I wasn't a Jason and Elizabeth fan, I would never be a Jason and Sam fan.
I don't
like her. But I watched, when I was watching it, I would be like, okay, they're not giving you, this is not what I would want for my couple. It's not,
no way.
You know, so obviously they look at it from a different point of view. They look at it as that this is their girl. They want her to have
mm-hmm.
their time. They know
mm-hmm.
that they're not Jason fans. They don't. They could care less because they call Steve Burton out all the time.
No,
it's not about yeah. Jason. It's
yeah.
about the fact that he's the golden boy. If somebody
yeah.
else was the golden boy, they would be jumping on that. You know,
yeah.
he's the golden boy. He's
yeah.
the one that gives the love. He's the one that's going to get, it has all the airtime. So that's why they want him, her with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah.
think
oh,
that
and
they
by,
love the couple.
By the way, all the rights I was hanging out with my guy today, riding in his white
mm-hmm.
pickup truck. Damn, he is super cute. Woo-hoo. That's all she said. It wasn't like anything bad, but then I got like two other Sunday and Burnham people unfollowing me because I said that to that person, and I'm like, oh, my God, you say one thing, well, I say one thing, and I'm in trouble, you know? And I'm like, come on, that is not nice of them. I mean, I just, you know, think that, oh, by the way, ABC, if you fuck with Meredith and Derek on Grey's Anatomy, you are going down like the
well, apparently
bad
they
people
are,
you
are. Apparently they're breaking them up. So.
See? And you know,
I was bringing this up the other today, too. I go, these just Sammer fans think that their couple is going to be together forever. What have they been watching? They're not soap fans if they think that couples can last forever. No, not even in prime time do couples last forever.
Okay,
so
I understand. It's
kind of irrelevant now to break Derek and Meredith up because if I could understand it when the show revolved around them, but the show doesn't revolve around them anymore. And
no,
it
doesn't.
Break them up. I mean, it's kind of stupid for growth. Okay, so you get them married legally. You allow them that they fall in love with this baby, and then he's going to walk out on her, and she's going to adopt the baby by herself. I mean, what kind of message does that send? You know,
it's not
I mean,
well,
right.
Okay,
now.
Okay,
kind
so
of,
you know why, ABC, you're breaking my heart. On your prime time now. Take brothers and sisters away, and then they're stabbing the back too by breaking up my favorite couple. Prime time. Okay, you know why, ABC? When I was in LA, I too went to the studio and did something really immature.
Wouldn't have had time to go down there. We wouldn't.
It's not just ABC. I mean, if you're gonna get mad at somebody about a Grey's Anatomy, get mad at Shonda Rhimes. She's the creator.
Okay, Shonda Rhimes, I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you, and if I find your email, just be aware that you have a very angry little fan on your hands, and you really don't want me angry.
Because, I mean, I follow a lot of Meredith and Derek fans on Twitter, and they are so pissed. They are just so pissed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be like, oh, God, if they – so far – on my primetime shows, there's no couples that, well, there's nothing, you know, they're okay right now. At least I think they are. I don't know. I haven't really been watching my DVR in a while, so
couple that I'm, like, really invested in, I mean, and they're not even a couple yet, is on Castle.
And
the whole show revolves around that relationship. So
yeah.
It's not like, you know, I mean, they can't really screw that up.
Yeah, I know, because they're not even
together,
so.
It's getting
I mean,
them together.
That's how, like, on, what was that show with Mulder and Scully? It took them forever.
The X-Files.
I love that show. I was waiting for them. They finally got together to kind of at the end. And I remember there was an interview they had. They said if they were to put them together right away, where would the show go? You know, it'd probably be the end of the show.
The thing that makes me mad about it is they always use moonlighting as an example. And
they do.
Never use moonlighting as an example because that show failed on so many different levels. And it wasn't just because
David
and Maddie got together. First of all, David and Maddie never belonged together. The whole point about David and Maddie's relationship was it was a sexual thing. And once they had sex, that was it.
That's right. I forgot about that show.
You can't compare it to moonlighting because, first of all, Sybil Shepherd and Bruce Willis couldn't stand each other in real life. That's why they were always having repeats and they were having production problems.
Really?
So they couldn't stand each other in real life.
And I did not know that.
Then she got pregnant, and they brought Mark Harmon on, and they decided to do Who's the Daddy storyline. Now, people who watched Moonlighting were not watching it because they wanted to watch a soap opera. And I'm not saying – some people just don't like soap operas, and Moonlighting is not a soap opera. They turned it into a soap opera. And a lot of people didn't like that. And then you had her sleep with David. So she slept with both guys. So it was Who's the Daddy thing. And it just – there were so many different – issues with that. So whenever they use Moonlighting as an example, I cringe.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all missed the point as to why Moonlighting went off the air. Moonlighting went off the air for more than just because David and Maddie had sex together. You know, I mean, you have to write a couple as having more in common than just wanting to sleep together.
Yeah, really.
David
that's
and Maddie
true, huh?
had nothing in common. They had nothing in common. They didn't like each other. All they wanted to do was tear each other's clothes off. But if you write a couple who actually have a connection, obviously you
and
want
that
to
works.
Have sex,
that
more
works.
Than a connect, more than just a sexual connection.
Yeah.
Then
like
it will work.
Like on Vampire Diaries, Damon and Elaine, even though.
Right. Right.
He's,
as
you
much
know,
as you
he,
want them to tear each other's clothes off, they have more of a connection.
They have more than, you can see that
right.
by the finale. I mean, wow, how she kissed him when she thought he was going to die. Oh, my God.
Wait,
I almost hyperventilated.
Damon and Elena?
Yes.
Yeah, they kissed.
Yes, Candace?
I didn't see it last night.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
did we give something away? Okay, sorry. Okay, Candace.
It's okay. I'm actually happy, but you guys also broke news, and I didn't know about this. Brothers and Sisters Scandal.
Oh, you didn't know about that, huh? Oh, shoot. You heard
I
it from here first.
Sorry about that.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Cass will have to be careful, though.
Yeah, I know.
Cass will have to be careful because if it turns into Bones, I loved Bones until...
Audrey, when are they going to be, oh my God,
well,
are they even going to ever get together?
Was, the thing that ticked me off was supposedly they were going to sleep together. It was on every magazine cover.
I know.
They swore it wasn't going to be a dream. They swore it wasn't going to be an alternate reality. They swore all of this stuff. And that's exactly what it was. So they lied.
Oh, God.
So all of the buzz about it ruined the show for me because now I'm like, I don't even care. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even watch it anymore. I don't want Capital to do that. I don't want them to promote
that
they're going to sleep together. You know, when they kissed, they did it just right. They promoted that they were going to kiss, but they didn't promote it as though it's going to be that they were kissing, because it was going to be romantic, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Andrew Marlowe, the creator, is doing it just right, and he needs to do it that way, because he can't wait 7 years. I mean, they've got to put Bones in boots.
I know.
It's getting stupid at this point, you know.
I know.
It's like, just get them together already.
Just get them together and have their sex, and then that's
and there
it.
They use the Moonlighting excuse again, and I'm like, get over Moonlighting. Moonlighting was a long time ago. Let it go.
You know what? I totally forgot about Moonlighting too. Until
I love that show.
Steel and those shows back then, like Remington Steel, was my personal favorite.
Oh God,
it was Remington Steel, Moonlighting, and Scarecrow and Mrs. King. And my mom loved Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
They're so the best.
And I loved Remington Steel. And
yes,
I
me too.
Remington,
yeah,
you know, Remington
oh my God,
too,
yeah, Remington
and
Steel, I love too.
I love,
oh,
oh my
I
God,
loved
I loved
Steel.
Their chemistry together. That was awesome.
I thought that was
my...
a much better show than Moonlighting was.
How did it
Moonlighting
end,
was a one-off. They did Taming of the Shrew, which was, that was one of the best episodes that Moonlighting ever did, was that Taming of the Shrew.
Okay,
they did fun little episodes, but the overall arc of the show, I thought that Remington Steel was a much better show. But that
I loved Remington Steel. That was like the, that was great.
I have all of those on DVD, so whenever
you
I'm going to pop them in, I can pop them in.
How did it end? Yeah. I forgot how that show ended. Do you remember how
it
ended?
Well, it ended because it ended, it was so wrong what they did. It ended because, originally the NBC was going to cancel it.
Yeah.
And Pierce Brosnan was up for James Bond.
Yeah.
And he was going to take the role at that time, and then NBC came back and said, no, we're going to bring it back. Well, they brought it back, but they only brought it back for a little while. Then they ended up canceling it. So he lost out on James Bond at that time because of Remington Steel, because he was contracted with NBC. So they brought it back as little movies. They came back as little movies. But it ended with him in Ireland when he found out who his true father was, and they got married. They really got married. And
before
they were out on the boat, and they were in international waters, so the marriage was legal. They thought they were just pretending to get married because he had to stay in the country.
Okay.
And then they ended up going to Ireland, and then it ended with them finally. You didn't see it, but it ended up with them finally going to consummate their relationship.
We didn't see it? Is it out there somewhere in or is it okay? I didn't see it. I wanted to see it. Oh, God. I didn't know how it ended.
It ended with them actually married and them living in. They were going to live in Ireland because he had this big house. It was like a castle or whatever. Because he was her father.
Oh, well, you guys,
father,
we have another call.
Yeah,
her
real life
was,
father
played
that. Yeah.
Yay, we have another call.
Hello.
Hi, you on the air with us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, Amy.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry,
hello.
I'm late.
Yeah, Amy, Chris is here on the show too, so.
Hello.
Hey, you know, I see Christy in the chat room. She hasn't called in, has she?
No, Christy hasn't called in. She could not get through, so.
Okay.
So, Amy, are you on Cloud 9 today? Because,
Yes.
I know. I don't know who he is in because let me tell you, like I've been saying this whole night, Lazon is coming and Zeke's alive, you guys, and what you know, we are going to get our happy ending. I really believe that,
well,
you
know.
Know
what? I don't really, see, with me, I don't want them, because I want Liz and Jason, but I don't want them just to. I don't want the writers to
just
think
them to throw them together.
Just to put
yeah,
throw them
the
together.
Thing.
I want just
I,
what they're doing right now.
They
I
won't.
Want to build,
they
I
won't
want
just throw them together
to reconnect. And I want to see, like, right today was perfect. They're reconnecting and everything.
They
and the
won't throw
the
them.
The ISEC that they had
what
today.
What are you guys saying before, Terry? You don't want them to write them the way they were writing Jason and Sam. You don't, we don't want that.
Oh, wow, God.
No, we don't want that.
If they write them like that, I'm totally done because even
they
though
wouldn't.
No,
they
that.
Wouldn't.
Okay.
They wouldn't.
Because that would
they
be
won't.
A little.
The first thing they'll do is they'll show us that Jake is alive.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they'll know yet, but the viewers will know.
Yep.
To get him back, you know.
Yep.
To tease him.
I know, because look at him.
Yeah, and then.
And you guys, look, Elena's coming back.
When we least expect it, they will bring back Jake, and then there'll be a search for Jake, and that's how they'll reconnect him.
See,
they'll
that is something that.
They'll co-parent for a while. They'll get closer and closer and closer, and they'll find out
mm-hmm.
who was behind it. They'll find
mm-hmm.
out who knew. They'll find out that this game.
I mean,
watched
I think
happened.
You're making me
want to
see it right now. I really want to like watch it right now. You're making me like. I wish they'd hurry up and
yeah.
do that like right now.
Yeah.
You
know,
that'd be awesome.
I mean, I think Helena's coming back mainly for Aiden.
Yeah.
So I think
no,
they're,
I heard that.
No, no,
that.
No. The article says it confuses the hell out of me. It says. Helena returns with Aiden in tow. So does that mean she has another child with her that's Aiden and the current Aiden
really?
Is not Aiden?
Yeah.
So
maybe.
Very confused.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
The article
because
is on.
I guess
oh,
the article where these could have
back.
Been switched, you know. That would be kind of really soapy, if you ask me.
That would be really soapy.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
like,
what's going on with Brenda
go,
right now? You know?
I would go turn. I would go
on a
turn
fake
back.
Son. They brought on a fake son for Brenda right now, right?
Yeah.
And they said,
yeah,
"Oh
bam.
No, that's not your son. Oh. This kid is." So I mean, it
yeah,
happen.
Come on, Ann. And you guys remember, I really think it's not a false threat of having Elena work with Franco or Anthony DeCara.
Oh my God.
Helena makes
no,
no
I'm
sense
sorry, I'm
because
like...
of Luke.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Getting revenge.
Yeah,
on
because
Luke
I
all.
Think.
Using Elizabeth.
Yeah,
it's not like Elizabeth rigged a test to say it was Nick's baby. I mean, I don't know what the point is for her keeping it a secret. She should be pissed as hell. But
exactly,
it make sense. Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, because she just
you know,
it,
and you know,
it's
I
the, yeah.
I don't think
she should be in Nicholas's face. What the hell's going on? You know what I mean?
Well, but Nicholas didn't know either. To be all in fairness to him, he didn't know either.
Well, we don't know that.
But did he?
We don't know that.
But did he? I think he did.
Oh, did you? Do you? Well, I
think
Harley didn't have a
DNA test. Didn't he have a paternity test?
Yeah, he had a DNA test done. Yeah, he had it around the same time, like when Helena did hers and she switched the paternity. Then Nicholas, it was like 2 days later, Nicholas had a DNA test done too. He got he got a letter, but you never saw what the results were. So
right. Because I asked Carly that one, right?
He did know.
Right,
I was like,
can I just say one thing about that?
Well, that's what I was asking Carly because I got confused. I was like, didn't he do a DNA test? Wouldn't he know? Because I was asking Carly. I said, did Helena mess with that test too? Because if that test was not messed with, wouldn't it have come back that he was not Aiden's father?
Father.
Right.
Well, sure.
I'm totally confused.
Helena paid that doctor. I'm sure she paid him for more than one test.
So
just for that purpose of getting another one.
Well, I threw the
whole
thing in
there.
And also was... it's also going to be one of the reasons why Nicholas leaves.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know
you know what?
I don't know how that
Nicholas is supposed to be leaving in a plane crash.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll hear about a plane crash that his plane went down.
Yeah, and okay. And you know what? In my little crazy mind, you guys, I think someone set the plane up to cross, and come on. Okay, yeah, Elena says she loves Nicholas, but I don't think it's a grandmotherly kind of love.
No,
Helena
is
not
about Helena. She's nuts.
All I know,
you know
is that it makes sense to be her.
Yep.
Mean, she's fake deaf how many times?
And if it does blow, that's her backfire.
And just like Luke said, you know, he saw Lucky's burnt body. And he's back.
But I bet
right?
you, I bet
so,
you the way they do the plane crash, though, I bet you the way they do the plane crash, it'll leave it, you won't see anything, and they'll leave it open if they ever want to bring Nicholas back.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't think that will happen because they are the ones that fired Darth Will. I don't know if you can call firing Darth Christopher, but they kind of was the one that did not renew his contract.
Yeah,
so I don't think
they can't bring him back in the future, and it doesn't mean that Tyler
will
be the one playing him. You know, they can always recast.
Yeah, they'll probably
you know, when
recast,
it fits the plot or whatever.
Right,
the recasting of, leave the recasting alone, please. No, I am. You know,
it's so confusing. It is so, there's so many holes, but there's like 50 ways. The most important thing is bringing back Jake.
Yeah,
how do you bring him back? There's like 50 ways, and all believable, too. And, you know, and then there's, like, 20 ways that are not so believable. You know what I mean?
And watch General Hospital.
Unless
Helena
and Franco work together.
Yeah, of course.
Like Helena and Franco, who was the secret Casadine. I truly believe Franco is the secret Casadine. They were fine together.
I think it's Leo or Theo or whatever. They know Franco and they know each other, right? So,
honestly,
and he was the last doctor to see him.
Foster, move.
Yeah.
No, get off. Foster, go away.
Vanessa's leaving, right? Vanessa's leaving?
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I've been hearing that VM.
I don't know. She probably is because the writing sucks for her right now. I mean,
I'm asking is because they did this the last time she was on here. They revolved the whole show around her, and then she left. But I'm just saying this whole son thing. I mean, if she leaves, and they're putting a lot of time and effort into a storyline that isn't really going to go anywhere. Do you know what I mean?
True.
I mean, just bring Jake back and just concentrate on Jake. Who cares about this son that Brenda has?
Exactly. And he looks like a younger version of Cameron, if you ask me.
I mean, if he's Jax's son, who gives
I mean,
you know, nobody's going to care.
And poor little Cameron.
I have one question, you guys. Where will Spencer be?
What was that?
I don't know. They were saying,
I don't know. That just popped into my little head. Just so you guys know, we are going off in 5 minutes, but we are going to stay for overtime by 8:30, a half an hour, 36 minutes. So now, Ladies on Radio is having Huso. If I'm done with mine on time, I will head over there. But I'm happy with how Ladies on today. I cannot wait for Monday, for One Life to Live. I never
want
Monday
to live
to come.
John saw Natalie throwing a sheet on the ground because Marty threw her
off.
Okay,
tell me everything I haven't
but
seen.
But no, it was just, you could tell he so loves her. You can tell he doesn't really.
Wasn't he sleeping with Kelly?
What was that?
Isn't John sleeping with Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly got stabbed. Marty stabbed Kelly too. Marty stabbed her, but I think because of what's happened, I think John eventually is going to realize he really loves Natalie and he's going to go back with her because the promo looks really good. He even said in one of the promos that, I love you, I'll never leave you again, I promise, or something.
Good.
And I didn't know that Liam was
And I know a lot
yet.
Of people want Kelly and Joey to get back together.
Joey was by her bedside today,
well,
too.
Carly?
Yeah.
I have to get going. I just wanted to come in.
Oh, okay.
Candace.
My Clarky's about to come on TV, and I can't miss it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm recording it, so I can. Yes, I know.
Candace, I was just going to say, if they read you in the hospital, give them a drug, sweetie. Just let them drug you up, and
whatever.
Then you'll be a...
Oh, my gosh.
I want to have a nice hospital experience.
You know what? Okay. Whatever.
Anyway, I got to get going.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
Okay,
we're
having a show on Monday, Candace.
Yes.
Okay, Amy, we'll talk to you then. I guess go enjoy Clarky. I'm going to watch Clarky in a little while, so.
Aw, he's second, Steve. I'm sorry, but he's fine looking.
Isn't he bad? Have you been watching the show since the beginning? Like, I have.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I
know.
I haven't missed an
episode. I know.
I didn't get into it. That was the one show I could not get into.
I mean, I
could not get into
when Lex left, but I still love Clark.
I know. I look forward to
so
well. I wonder what they're gonna put in the show now with that in that time spot. We'll see.
Oh, who knows?
Miss.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
The
boys come on after that,
picture,
so I'll be happy.
Back. Okay, go watch Smallville.
Yeah, I'm
Kelly.
I chat
with you online.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I think my thing about Superman is that it's just me, it's my personal problem, but somebody has got to tell me that that man puts a mojo on people, because how they cannot tell that he is Clark Kent is beyond me.
Oh,
all
I know. Well,
off
you
his
know
glasses
what?
And flick his hair back.
Yeah, you know what? I've been thinking about that too lately. I've been thinking about that
crazy.
Too. I'm like, okay, how can you not know
crazy.
that's
it
not Clark Kent?
It's always driven me crazy. Now, I know soap opera. I know comic book fans can give you, say, it's suspend disbelief, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm sorry. He looks exactly the same.
Maybe that's why they put that he acts a little bit differently. He's supposed to
you
act
mean
even...
Clark is kind of goofy and clumsy.
Yeah,
and,
maybe that's the...
Well,
I know, but I still don't understand that.
If mentioned that they looked alike and he could come up with an answer, that would satisfy my you know, my cynicism.
His twin, but then
that's
again.
That's why I like Batman. The man puts on a suit.
Yeah,
you know?
And he's not even an alien either. Yeah, I know. Well, who
I just like
we'll
Batman,
never
though.
Know.
I like
Superman's
Batman.
Been around for a lot longer than we have, so
I know.
I don't think we'll ever get an answer to that one.
That's just my personal thing.
A lot of guys look good after being around since the 30s.
It's just my personal thing. It just drives me crazy.
I wondered that too when I first was a little girl and I first watched Smallville, or not Smallville, but Superman. As I got older, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. How come
Yeah, how come he looks the same?
Although I did, because it used to drive me crazy. And my mom's, she loves Superman. It's her favorite superhero, and she's always loved Superman. So anything Superman, she would watch, except for Smallville. Neither one of us could ever get into that show. But anyways, but the old Lois and Clark. Did you ever watch that with Terry Hatcher? That was
incredible. Yes. Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, that was
the best. I know.
So
I love that.
But I could never get past him. I'm like, they look exactly alike. All he does is put his hair back and take off his damn glasses and puts on a suit.
Well, okay.
I guess I'm just not, I know it's been around forever. It's just my personal little thing. I just had to throw that out there.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Give me the dark Batman. That's what I like. Christopher Nolan, he kicks ass.
Oh, wasn't that?
Batman's and
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Love them. Dark Knight, I love
them. Wasn't
that
awesome? I know. And you know, what's his name? Oh, God. What's his name?
Heath Ledger.
Did a really awesome job at playing him. Yeah, Heath Ledger. Oh, my. I knew they were going to give him an Academy Award just because
he died. I said, people were saying, oh, he's only going to get it because he died. I said, no. I said he deserved it. It had nothing to do with him dying.
I knew that. Yeah, well, no, even though I knew they were going to do it, in my opinion, that he, even if he was alive, he deserved that because that was an awesome performance.
He even went to Jack Nicholson,
I think Jack Nicholson gave him some advice, like, don't get too involved in that.
Don't get into the character where you're going to lose yourself.
Jack Nicholson cracked me up. I mean, I still can quote him. He's with his henchmen, and he has that arm with the fist, and he knocks out the TV, and he says, oh, what was the guy's name? I can't remember. He says, tell me what kind of a world we live in where a man dresses a bat, steals all my press. I can still remember him saying that. And he was so funny in that role. I mean, I laughed at parts that people would turn around in the movie theater and look at me like, why the hell are you laughing? Because I thought it was hilarious. But when Heath Ledger walked out of when he was in the nurse's outfit and he walked out of the hospital and blew the hospital up and he had that look on his face, I was laughing.
I was laughing too. I think I was the only one laughing in that scene as well.
I was laughing. I'm like, because that's
I know, it was
is.
Funny.
The Joker
that
was nuts.
Funny.
He was diabolical. This guy
he was so
crazy.
Diabolical.
He did
that.
Not care if you killed him. That would be
I know.
In fact, he
crazy.
Would love for you to kill him.
I know.
He was just nuts like that. And but, oh, my God, yeah, I just loved Heath Ledger in that. I mean, that movie is very, very dark. And I know a lot of people are like, I don't like it because it's so dark. But I just thought it was awesome. But I love Jack Nicholson as the Joker, too. I mean, they played them very differently.
But the funny thing is that if I would not have known who Heath Ledger was, I would not have known who he, because he, did, I didn't even recognize him in with the makeup and everything. You knew who he was, you knew that it was Heath Ledger, but he did it so good that you forget.
I know. Friend,
you're drawn into the character and you don't even
be in a fantastic job.
Right. I mean, he morphed into that character. But what's going to be interesting to see, and because I don't know that she'll be able to pull it off, I like Anne Hathaway. I like her a lot. But she's playing Selina Kyle, Catwoman, in the next one. And
oh, really?
As far as I'm concerned, Michelle Pfeiffer put her stamp on Catwoman, and she is Catwoman. And it's going
to
be interesting
to see.
Didn't Halle Berry play Catwoman? Was it
we'll
Catwoman?
Not talk
that
about that.
Like,
let's
that
talk about
that. And you.
That was a whole different thing. It was a tragedy.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing, puppies?
I mean, I loved Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman. I just thought she was awesome in that role. She had the sexiness to play it, and she had the agility to play it. And you have to be sexy in order to play Selina Kyle. But this is turning into a superhero show. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
I love superheroes. Although I like talking about superheroes because my favorite superhero is Superman. Chip, I always loved Superman, one thing about Batman though I like is that he's your normal guy. He's not like a alien or from another planet. He's just your normal average person.
person.
And he,
you know
and
what
he
I mean?
He became that way because of real reasons. His parents got killed, and he feels this need to avenge
yeah.
the downtrodden.
Yeah.
And it's for, for
exactly.
I think people
I
can really relate to that.
Written in the comics, he's a very good strategist. You know, he's always thinking, no matter what situation, he's always
yeah.
how to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, he naturally just, you know, starts looking ahead to several steps ahead.
Right, right.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, I just...
Like, there's a storyline I loved. It was called The Obsidian Age, where the Justice League goes back in time to Atlantis about 3,000 years ago and ends up getting killed. Okay? Batman left a protocol in place to summon up a new league to investigate what was going on. They investigate what was going on, and they catch up with the ghosts of the Justice League in the present. They've been ghosts for 3,000 years, and they go up against this wicked witch named what was her name? Gamenne, who is trying to destroy the world through using the world's oceans to knock the Earth out of orbit into the sun. Anyway, so they stopped them, and they got their life. They were brought back. The League was brought back to life. Blah blah blah. Blah. It was a great story. But the thing is, Batman figured out how to trick them into giving the League their lives back. You know, he was only thinking ahead. He planned the second League led by Dick Grayson. He planned all of that. Okay, he always has some kind of backup plan, no matter what. Kind of, you know, no matter what goes wrong, he's always got some kind of in case of emergency, break glass idea.
He's definitely
able to beat Superman. No matter, I mean, Superman's got all these powers, but Batman has great power of all his imagination.
Oh my god!
All
the money in the world
can't
replace
yes,
a good imagination.
Are you a good boy, puppies? Yes.
Oh, is
that a
dog there?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm talking to my dog. I'm talking to my puppies. Yeah. Oh, it's a Labrador mix. I got him from a shelter about 4 years ago. And I was three hours in the shelter. I was 3 hours there walking around, and I could not decide between what dog I wanted to get.
I went to a shelter about 6 months ago, and it was just heartbreaking to see all those animals in there. And not having the rumor.
And you know, and if they don't.
Audrey,
taken,
can you look in this album? On your computer?
Yeah, I can get in there.
Okay.
Man.
It's a heartbreaker.
Really?
It's a heartbreaker when you come to shelters and to. Because you want to rest these poor animals.
And you know, if you don't, after a certain amount of weeks, I guess if nobody picks them up, I think they kill them.
Yeah, I know. That's real tragedy.
I know.
It just doesn't seem right because.
But you know, though, I had my dog. He's Foster. And I got him. There was another dog I wanted to get, and a friend of mine's like, "Oh, get that one too." And so I went there. I had gotten that dog too, but before that, I was going to pick up my dog that I have now, and they said, "Oh, he's sick. He's got a kennel cold." And I'm like, "Do you want him? Do you want it, or do you not want him anymore?" And, you know, I almost did not get him. I thought, okay, maybe I'll go get another dog. Oh my god, I'm so glad I didn't. I go, no, I'll just keep him another night or whatever.
My dog is great. I love my dog because it's my mother and I share custody of this dog, and. I sleep mornings, okay? I'm a night owl. I'm up until, like, 2, 3 in the morning, catching up
I'm
on
sorry.
All the soap.
I could beat
morning,
you on the time there.
Day, I literally start my day watching One Life to Live in General Hospital and then go on from there.
Really? You start your day watching? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's my wake
one
up.
One Life to Live, though. That, this show has been a bomb.
I love my dog, and she's a handful. She has to have someone home all the time, which is kind of good for me because I'm a night person.
Oh, really?
And
my dog can be cold by himself.
And my mother works during the day, so I go over to her house, watch her dog, take a nap, sleep until my shows come on, start my day, you know, see her, and then, you know, play with her, and then I go home, and just as mom comes home, you know, she has the dog all night. So, because if she's left alone, she's a Bichon, and if she's left alone, my mother, not the dog.
Yeah.
Well, I have four cats, and they're all outside.
Very,
so.
Did you?
Think
about cats. They're so independent.
They have separation anxiety. And not only that, but this dog was a rescue dog. She came from a puppy mill. Okay.
Oh yeah.
One of those dogs.
I know. I went through kind of a separation anxiety from him last year when I went to go visit somebody on the phone, and I was missing my dog so much that
I had to have people text me pictures of him. If I turn my back for just 1 minute, she'll eat something that she's not supposed to, or piddle on the furniture or something.
Yeah, that's what happened with mine though. I took him on training. I did training to doggy training or whatever, and he kind of got out of that. He was just kind of a baby when I got him, so that's why they said he was chewing on things. So he's out of that now.
They become a part of your family. I mean, they really do. We went to Australia for 3.5 weeks, and Australia and New Zealand, and I cannot wait to get home to see my babies.
Yeah, I know. You go through that separation stuff.
Everything the dog does is dig on the furniture, you know, trying to get the comfy spot, and they dig, like they're trying to dig for a bone or something, but they're digging in the cushions, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
My favorite part is when they do it in their sleep. They're digging in their sleep.
Oh, that's right.
That's
She's
hilarious.
Having a show.
Well, no, we have 20 minutes, but I just want to say that I wanted to wish Rebecca Hope's a late birthday.
Oh,
she had
right.
a birthday
oh, yeah.
on the trail. And, you know, if you ask me, Becky should have been nominated this year. In my opinion,
I'm so happy that a certain pole dancer didn't get nominated, but I'll keep
Yeah, on. Really. Huh?
Yes. Yep, me too.
Didn't
right
I get Justin Jackson got a nomination? Recognized.
Didn't
Jonathan
Jackson got a nomination? Yeah,
Jonathan
got a nomination.
He deserves that.
But you know what? I'm kind of ticked off in a way. Because, you know, you get Billy Miller, my Billy Miller, from Mine All or Not. You know what? People, Victoria deserved an nod to this year. You know, plus, put her in the supporting actors category. You know, take Nancy Lee Grom out of there, maybe.
I'm not a big Nancy Lee Grom fan, though. I have never really liked her.
I know. Oh, you know, I mean, but in my opinion, Becky Turbin on there, Steve Turbin on it. I was very surprised not seeing Anthony Gillian on there, but, you know, a lot of people are probably happy. But, you know, people, did you really have to put Zay on it when you could put Bradford on it? Come on, people.
Yeah, Bradford,
you know,
Bradford just
yeah, but you know
up.
What?
But
Jonathan got
okay, David,
scene.
David,
got
do
that.
Not say anything bad about Bradford
I
will mute you.
I adore Bradford. I've met him on the phone before. He's adorable. I love Bradford. Loving the pieces.
So what were you going to say? What? You did you think he threw a bet on there or no?
Well, yeah, of course. But you know the thing is, I don't think he's really had a front burner story in a while. He's been.
I don't care.
Player.
I don't care. Even if he had a one second scene this year, he should have been nominated. Just because that would make me happy.
Carly, can I finish?
Yes, David, you can finish.
Thank you. Okay. It's just as a supporting character this year, he would have been a great nomination as a supporting character because he hasn't had a lead story in a while. Granted, you know, he is doing a great job playing off of a lot of different characters. For example, I'm watching this whole thing with Brenda basically going off the rails, freaking out because Lucien was kidnapped. And honestly, you know, I said this on the boards today. In the old days, this is what would happen. If a woman was freaking out like this, the family doctor would give her sedatives and order bed rest. She's going off the rails, going all over the place, attacking Sonny, going to Jack for a prompt, then going after Spinelli for information, going on TV, and he's just completely all over the map. Okay, Brenda is completely all over the map. She's crazy in a different way. She's not dangerous crazy. She's just out of control.
I mean, she's Brenda. Brenda's always been like that, though.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Brenda's had a history.
I mean, Brenda's always overreacted.
Do you remember when Michael was born? She went off the rails then, too.
She's always been a drama queen. But you know what? I have to say about the Emmys.
She's
I don't have any
child.
Respect
the
for the
woman is an overgrown child.
Okay, let Audrey say what she wants to do.
I don't have any respect for the daytime Emmys anyways, because the way they're voted on, you know, they can pick a really, let's say it's a mediocre actor who has a really good scene, one really good scene. They can put that into their reel and win the Emmy for no reason whatsoever. If they were judged on a whole basis, I would have more respect for it. But as far as JJ is concerned, JJ is a consistent actor. I know you don't like Lucky, but I happen to like JJ. He's a consistent actor, and I think that his nomination makes sense. Obviously, he's going to use the scene where he lashes out at Nicholas and Elizabeth. But I'm just saying that I just don't like
that was almost as good as Charlie blowing up at Echo. That was almost as good.
Well, I didn't like it because I thought it was very sexist. JJ may have done a good job in that role, in that particular scene, but the way he went off on her is considering everything that Lucky has done.
I know, exactly.
No, I didn't like the writing on that. I didn't like the writing at all.
They did to me, what I took from that is that they totally forgot the Luckys in the past.
Right, and the way he went off on her, and the fact that they didn't allow her to, they just made her stand there.
Yeah.
Now, if that had been me in my house, you wouldn't have been talking at me like that at my house.
Elizabeth,
he had no right coming in there and doing that.
Elizabeth has always been a little, she's like a black cat. She causes situations with her choices, but then she stands there when all of it blows up.
Not until recently.
Elizabeth was a fighter. She was a fighter.
Yeah, she's always been a fighter.
And you know what? I believe we are going to see her fight very, very soon. And another thing is, you know what? Jason and Lucky cannot stand each other when Greg Vaughn. And then they are buddy-buddy crying over Jake. Oh, come on, people. You know, Jason, remember Lucky arrested you like 5-6 times for looking at Elizabeth?
In all fairness, Carly, that's the death of a child, and that brings out different emotions in people. And sometimes you have to put your differences aside. I mean, it's a very different kind of situation.
How she has this information and she's sitting on it, okay? She's sitting on it and sitting on it and sitting on it. She has multiple opportunities to be honest about this. And you know, it's only going to blow up in her face. You know, it's only going to make her...
You know what? Excuse me. You know what? You know, this whole Aiden Lucky thing, you know, am I true or false? I don't think Lucky is the father. I'm just going to think it's another liaison baby because, you know, really, you know, they said all those years ago that Lucky, it was hard for Lucky to have kids because his little swimmer didn't swim that well. Okay, keep it on that. You know, I mean, please do not have the area to be tied together in that way because, you know, we want Lucky to move on with Savon and be happy.
Aiden is Lucky's baby.
I'm tired of Elizabeth causing more problems by saying nothing. It's what she's been doing for the last couple of years.
That's not Elizabeth's fault. That's the writer's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse
me, yeah.
let's be honest. They do this. They do this in order for the woman to be look like the idiot, and they rise. They lift Jason and Lucky up. Those are two of Goose's favorites, and they lift them up. And it's because he loves the actors. And I'm not trying to start anything, but that's
it's
the
like writer. Himself. Like when Jake was like Jake's paternity. She knew what was going on, but she said nothing, and it set up whole thing.
I wanted to spin Lucky. I love Elizabeth. Elizabeth is my girl, and I love Becky Herb. Even I wanted to slap Elizabeth during the Jake storyline. So, okay.
Okay, and you know what? Okay, no, I don't think Elizabeth got slapped during the Jake storyline. I'm sorry. You know, Jason and Liz both kept the secret after Liz told Jason.
Well, no, Jason,
you know,
know
it was both of them.
I know, Carly, we differ on this. We differ on this. You have your opinion. I have my opinion.
What?
I had my problems with Elizabeth during that storyline.
Chris, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to David.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
it's like it's an echo of the last one. It's like the writers are recycling the same kind of stupidity over and over again and not reaching into new territory. And that's one of the problems with why daytime needs a revamp. If we're going to save the soap, we have to look into being creative for once.
They need to write women better. They need to stop making them.
Yep.
They're either saints or they're sluts or they're shrews or they're crazy. This is not what we are. Women are not that. Are not just
no,
those
of course
things.
Not.
We're a lot of things.
Once a month, they
you know,
are a little crazy,
I mean,
but that's another story.
What was that? Okay, I'm sorry.
Crazy, but
I'm sorry. I had the phone down. So we've been talking about.
Oh my God! Why did you put the phone down?
Because I'm watching Days of Our Lives. I was just watching Days of Our Lives.
We were talking about Elizabeth and how she is. She tends to lie about the paternity of her children.
Or say nothing. She's like a speed bump.
You know what, though? Oh my God! You know what? I blame the free. You know, Liz. That's why I'm saying her character. It's out of character. Liz would never have done anything like this a long time ago.
No.
Yeah,
I mean,
with Jake, that was different. With Jake, that was different. Just because she was trying to protect Lucky and stuff,
you know.
Lucky
should not have even been a consideration.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Should have been the consideration.
Yeah,
I have a real problem with that.
Yeah, I know. Well.
How I would write this is that this goes back to the rape, the original rape in the first place, that she's now gun-shy of confrontations with men.
No.
The rape, if they had done it correctly, the rape should have played in her being intimate with men. But they didn't play it right. They didn't bring up the rape until it was convenient to the plot.
It was
what I'm talking about. I can't stand plot-driven storylines. They need to have more character-driven storylines.
I mean, for them to say that when she said that Nick was the best that she ever had, and then she had been with Lucky and she had been with Jason, I mean, that was stupid.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was
ridiculous.
Then they brought the rape up. They hadn't talked about the rape in, what, 8 years or whatever?
Yeah, and now they
didn't do it right.
Even Lucky won't call it a rape. He says, a hard time and stuff like that.
Oh, come on!
That's what they have Lucky saying.
I mean, a lot of Elizabeth fans hate Lucky because he only wants the little girl that came crawling out of the bushes with the blood on her. You know, that's what he seems to want.
And for him
to bring that rape back up the way he did, I mean, Franz made Scusa do that in order to make Becky and Elizabeth look bad. You cannot convince me otherwise. They wanted to trash Elizabeth's character. That's why she had sex with Nick. That would have never happened. He wanted Sam to look good, and he wanted Elizabeth to look bad because Elizabeth has so many fans. And you cannot convince
me
otherwise.
You cannot. There is no way they could write Liz
Sam.
The worst character.
Sam. She's a bit of a hypocrite in some ways.
No, she's a hypocrite.
He's a hypocrite in all
ways.
In a lot of ways. So is Jason. He's a hypocrite in a lot of ways recently, too.
I mean, Jason,
I was going back in the archives, and I was looking at pictures of Steve Burton when he was younger. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Those were
I
the
liked
days.
Him better when he was
those
younger.
Were the days when
yeah.
Heath was really the best. I
well,
know.
I liked him better when he was younger
he
because he wasn't married
man,
yet
but,
and he didn't become this
but,
born again Christian
that,
and
that,
all that
stuff. Yeah.
I think that
when he was
along
with Robin,
the way of propping him up, propping up.
When
with
he was
mom,
with Robin,
kind of,
oh my God, Robin and Jason. For me, was
he did
like
sex scenes back then. For God's sake,
yeah.
He doesn't do sex
so
scenes.
The thing
now.
Is,
I know.
Propping him up with the mob and sort of taking some of the hunk factor out. Now
see,
he's just
see, at least
higher,
Jason
you know?
Back in the day, he
had well,
interaction
when he first got
with
in the mob. He was okay. It's what has happened with the mob is that they've dumbed it down. I mean, they don't allow them to have, you know, it's like I said, if you wanted to be like the Sopranos, then do it like the Sopranos. The Sopranos never pretended, I've said this a million times, the Sopranos never pretended that Tony and the gang were good guys. They knew what they were.
Yeah.
If you didn't like mobsters, you
I know.
Wouldn't watch the show.
See,
they knew what they were. They didn't pretend that going around
yeah.
and killing people and all this other stuff was okay.
And they're playing.
Now,
I
love
swear
Jason.
To God.
Don't get me
I swear
wrong.
To God.
But
sometimes I have a book with me and I just read. I read a chapter of a book every time Sonny comes on.
I love Sonny.
It's just they've you know the Sonny and Jason that I loved was when Jason Morgan first became Jason Morgan.
Yeah,
that's Jason that I love.
Me too.
And you
me
talk
too.
About a bad boy with a gold with a heart of gold. When he and Robin were first getting together, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I just loved it.
Yeah.
And he and Elizabeth were first getting together. I mean,
yeah.
That's the Jason that I love.
That me
when
too.
When they put him with Courtney, he changed.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Never really come back.
He has
never
not.
Really come back.
He's totally sunk so low when he now that he's with Sam. You
and
know,
now
I mean,
Sam. I'm sorry. I think we had this conversation before. Any father would not have forgiven
but
her.
There are things
I know.
About
I mean, come on.
As far as
if
so honestly, sometimes I think she and Spinelli have more in common.
See, and the thing is, Jason, he never would.
Jason
would have killed. Jason would have killed.
And Allie have more in common. Well, no, let's be honest. The true super couple is Jason and Sonny. I'm just waiting for the two of them to get it on. I mean,
I've always pictured Jason with Spinelli.
With Spinelli?
Well, there you go,
okay, you don't
want
to go on the
Spinelli
thing because somebody here.
Yeah, you really, really don't if you value your life, David.
Spinelli is kind of a sore subject, so
you know,
might not want to bring up Spinelli.
I mean, if, you know,
I can't deal with his Sam love. I just can't deal with him pimping her love.
I don't like that either, but I still love my Spinelli, and I wish Spinelli would do me a big favor and punch Dante up. That's what I've been waiting for. I want to see a punch out. That would...
It's
make
funny when you see Bradford Anderson in an interview, he's completely a polar opposite from Spinelli.
I know,
Isn't it funny? He's so normal. He's so down to earth. He's just so not Spinelli. It's just funny.
I know.
You
I
know,
mean,
just,
can't really say what they want to say without getting in trouble. I mean, because I know Becky used to, I've read interviews with Becky, and she said, you know, she loves Elizabeth, but there's things that Elizabeth's done that, you know, she doesn't personally agree with.
Yeah,
like,
and she really
loves
can't.
The character.
Yeah.
And I can respect that, because at least I know the actress is, like, on my side and going,
yeah.
You know, Elizabeth,
just
you're,
like
being,
Elizabeth
you're being a dumbass.
And, you know,
yeah.
And for the article that she, for the article in this, you know, she even said for sure she would be willing, she would love
yeah.
Liz and Jason. And they took that, the other fans, the other on the enemy camp took
of
that
course.
And they totally, you know,
but that's
whatever.
What they do.
But
oh,
and
I mean, come on.
The Lucky fans in there, too. They said, how could you disrespect your one of the tweets was, I guess, on Michael's Twitter, and it was like, tell your wife not to – how could she disrespect the Jason and Sam and Liz and Lucky fans and blah, blah, blah. And I, but she wasn't disrespecting anybody. She was just saying,
no.
Well, I'd love to work with Steve. We were comfortable together.
Oh, by the way, you
friend.
Guys, we have 2 minutes
because
I'm supposed to be co-hosting –
Liaison Radio.
Liaison Radio,
and I Tio, you're gonna call him for a sec, right?
Yes, I will. I guess I'm gonna have to. Yeah, I have to find the number.
I
don't have the number. You might have to text me the number. It's not in my phone.
Hold on,
For those of you who want to call in my show, let me give you the information on that so that you guys can call in tomorrow. It's tomorrow at 10 o'clock. All right. Let me get the information for that here for you.
Oh, no, I have it on here. Hold on.
Where is? Oh, here we go. Here we go. I found it. Sorry. Okay, the number is, I still haven't memorized it yet. Isn't that sad? Okay, here we go. The phone number is 605. What did I just do? Sorry about that. Yep, here we go.
Okay, Jill.
562-3000. Again, that number is 605-562-3000. And the access code is 432273#. Again, that access code is 432273#, and the show will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow, Eastern Time.
Ooh.
So I hope to hear from you guys there, too.
Well, we can talk, as you can see.
Okay, the number is, I believe, is, hold on, yeah, 718-766-4028 for Ladies on Radio.
We haven't talked about May Sweeps, though. Carly, did you notice we
I know, we are. I did an
I'm
hour
sorry,
because...
I got off on my superhero rant. Carly,
that number?
Yeah, this is on you.
718, what?
Hold on, David. It is 718-766-4028.
David,
that's Liaison Radio, so you're gonna have a lot
what
of
is
liaison
it?
Fans.
What's the number?
718-766-4028.
Can you text me the number, please? On the can you text it me to me because I don't feel like putting it in my phone right now. Okay, so just text me the
problem.
Number. Okay. All right. Well, then I'll call in then right now, or just text as soon as you text me.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Okay. Bye.
See you on Ladies on Radio. Okay. Bye.